It's Tuesday, June 18th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic gunmen continue killing Christians in Burkina Faso, just north of Ghana, Africa. The gunmen demand pastors and congregants deny Christ, and upon their refusal, the Christians are martyred there and then. The Barnabas Fund reports 19 more were killed on Sunday, and a WhatsApp message reported, quote, "There is no Christian anymore in this town," end quote. At least 49 Christians have been martyred since April 28th. Another 82 pastors and 1,145 congregants have been displaced. Contact barnabasfund.org to support the suffering saints. Burkina Faso is 60% Islamic and only 23% Christian. Also, Islamic bombers killed another 30 people in a soccer game in Nigeria, Africa. And CBN News reports that Islamic terrorists are suspected in the case of another bomb set off in a Syrian Orthodox church in Sweden. Speaking at the Southern Baptist Convention last week, Andrew Brunson, the former missionary to Turkey, warned of a rising global persecution of Christians, reports Fox News. Brunson said he did not think that the next generation was ready for what is to come, calling them, quote, "complacent and unaware," end quote. He encouraged pastors to prepare the next generation so as not to be blindsided by the rising persecution. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, "Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court vacated an Oregon Supreme Court ruling against Melissa Klein, a Christian baker who was fined $135,000 by a state agency for refusing to bake a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. The ruling was sent back to the lower court for, quote, "further consideration," end quote, with reference given to the Colorado Baker case, a lower court decision that also was vacated last year by the same court. Back in 2015, Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries levied the fine and placed a gag order on the Kleins, barring them from speaking of their religious faith. In December 2017, the Oregon Court of Appeals upheld the fine against the family, but yanked the gag order. Kelly Shackelford, chief counsel for First Liberty, called this a, quote, "victory for Aaron and Melissa Klein, and for religious liberties for all Americans." The message from the court is clear. Government hostility toward religious Americans will not be tolerated, end quote. However, the question of religious liberty in these cases has yet to be addressed by the Supreme Court. In God's providence, tensions are rising now between the Western countries and Iran, as the Iranian Atomic Energy Agency announced it has quadrupled its uranium production. Iran will exceed its limit on stockpiled uranium in 9 days, reports the BBC. The UK, Germany, and France have issued a warning not to breach the deal, or Iran will face sanctions, in addition to those imposed on the nation by the United States. These nations are warned in Psalm 2 to, quote, "kiss the sun," S-O-N, "lest he be angry and they perish from the way." More than ever, Americans are expressing despair and hopelessness as a new study finds the death rate from drugs, alcohol, and/or suicide are at record levels. The 2019 scorecard on state health system performance indicates a doubling of drug overdose deaths in just the last 12 years. West Virginia and Ohio lead the nation in the hopelessness scorecard. Life News reports on more government-funded Nazi-style research on live babies. Dr. Georg Gerlach, a U.S. government-funded National Institutes of Health researcher working at the taxpayer-funded University of Pittsburgh, has published his technique for harvesting, quote-unquote, pristine livers from babies delivered alive in late-term abortions. The nightmarish procedure involves babies, quote, at a gestational age of 18 to 22 weeks, end quote. The researchers are told to wash the babies before they cut their livers out. Psalm 94 says, "Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless." As we reported last Thursday, Cinedicom, a small Canadian movie chain with 200 theaters, has agreed to show the pro-life film Unplanned after Cineplex movie theaters rejected it. That occurred after a major boycott was launched against Cineplex and a Citizen Go petition drive of 212,500 people failed to open up the company's theaters to the film. Thus far, Unplanned has sold about $18 million in the American box office since its release in March. Canadians may purchase tickets at unplannedtickets.com. Unplanned has become the most watched pro-life movie of all time, beating out Bella, released in 2006, which pulled in $8 million at the box office, and the 2011 release, October Baby, which took in $5 million. As you know, we're raising money to get Back in the Black. The goal? $50,000 by Friday, June 28th. As of Monday morning, Worldview listeners had pledged $12,565. Within the last 24 hours, 10 additional listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Kim in Decatur, Alabama, and Nathan in Swansea, Wales, United Kingdom, both of whom gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Mark in Grand Forks, North Dakota, for his $100 gift, Julie in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, for her $240 gift, Andrew in Graham, Washington, for his $250 gift, and Maddie in Estancia, New Mexico, for her $278 gift. We're thankful to God for Robert in Pedricktown, New Jersey, for his $25 monthly pledge for a year for a total $300 gift. Steve and Candy in Loveland, Colorado, for their $500 gift. Kim in Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, Florida, for her $500 gift. And David in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, for his $1,000 gift. In fact, I called David last night and told him that Sheboygan has a special place now in my heart. Those 10 new donations add up to $3,268. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $15,833. In order to hit our $25,000 halfway goal, I need to find 7 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600, and 15 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.